from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a silly package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning it's all about the election. It's about the bribe slash policies. Oh, and a little bit of preview for the debate tomorrow night. Bribes or policies? Bribes or policies? This is my question today.
Let me ask you another question. Am I the only one who feels used in this election campaign? It's almost like I want to take a shower. The promises are coming so thick, so fast, they make your head spin at the moment. Yesterday, billions. Billions for education. Over the weekend, $1 billion weekend on health and schools. Hundreds of millions of dollars are literally being thrown at us every single day. It has a lottery come auction feel about it. Does a doctor now cost 18 bucks or 8 bucks or is it now free? Is it roads we want or rail or light rail or free buses or second languages or more doctors? And I know that this is what happens in election campaigns, but this one feels out of control. This one feels like someone's in the back rooms of the major parties printing money. I mean, is anyone anywhere actually adding all this up? Is anyone anywhere actually working out what is new and what has been re-announced and what has been announced and re-announced and then brought forward? National's parental leave, for example, yesterday. To me, it smacks of cold, hard bribery. National have been dragged kicking and screaming into this debate. They have not been willing participants. Every move they have made has been a result of a private member's bill and or opposition pressure and promises. This is not a natural policy for them, like tax cuts or roading infrastructure or paying down debt or creating jobs, and yet there they are handing it out like candy. All of a sudden, with the polls tightening, with their prospects on a knife edge, all of a sudden nothing is out of bounds. Not that paid parental leave isn't a good idea, not that paid parental leave isn't welcome. But it's been welcome for years, it's been debated for years, and they've resisted it for years. So why now? Because they want your vote. They don't believe in it, they don't love it, they don't defend it. Policy should at least in part be driven by genuine belief and desire, not a simple, dare I suggest, corrupt retail exchange. Hey, you want some free stuff? Cool, give me your vote. I know I sound like someone who's just emerged from a cave. Where the hell have I been? This is politics and these are politicians. I get it. But it's just this time, it seems or feels like any decorum, any philosophical standing and belief is out the window and replaced by voter idol, and there are prizes for anyone with a handout.
Wow, the political situation is making him feel so dirty he feels like he needs to take a shower. Whew. That's right, man. The Hosker's in this donkey deep. In fact, that wasn't all he had to say.
So question is, did Labor's multi-billion-dollar promise on free tertiary study and increased living allowances just tip the poll their way? Evidence from Britain might indicate yes. Jeremy Corbyn promised the world, and the world under 23 turned up. Trouble was, after the vote, when he didn't win, he actually added up the bill and worked out he couldn't afford it and pulled the policy. Can you imagine the fallout if he'd actually got the government? Evidence from this country, 2005, might also indicate free stuff in large amounts can swing young voters. Helen Clark promised interest-free loans and got a third term. So three free years of study, very big carrot or bribe, depending on how you view matters. Here's what I know at our house. As our kids get close to university, one is off to some form of institute next year, here's the rough understanding that we have. Nothing in life is for free. And if you want to succeed, you've got to work for it. And if you think we're paying for you to rock up to university and go drinking or skip lectures or live up large, you can pay for that. If you want to work hard and you want to pass, the more you pass, the more we will help you. Because anything of value in life has to be worked for, and the value comes from the sacrifice you make, and an example of sacrifice is paying for something. If it's on a plate, if the tab is picked up, you don't value it. If you fail, who cares? Didn't cost you anything. And I think we can all agree on this, as much as those who would argue footing the entire bill is the right thing to do by telling us education benefits the whole country. What you cannot escape is it benefits the individual more. Yes, a country needs vets and doctors and teachers, but individuals chase jobs for personal satisfaction and growth and financial opportunity. The benefit to the individual outweighs the benefit to the country. So the current split of the state paying about 75% to the individual's 25% seems fair enough. And yes, some incur debt to do it. And yes, not all parents can afford to back their kids. But life is about challenge and sacrifice. It's about paying your way. It's about chasing dreams and working hard for them. Free stuff is a false reality because it's never free. Someone always pays.
Yeah, well, National will eventually. Isn't that how it always works? Labor racks up the debt and then National pays it off? What's wrong with that system? It seems to have gone all right in the past. Have house prices got anything to do with that?
Now, here's an interesting insight. Herald did a very nice piece yesterday, fact or fiction, Auckland's $1 million houses. And this gives you an insight into how these campaigns work. So Jacinda Ardern, she's at some meeting the other day, and she starts talking about the housing market and the housing ladder in Auckland, says the average price was now $1 million, and how difficult it is for young people to get into the housing market at $1 million on average in Auckland. So that's the claim. The average house of price of a home in Auckland's $1 million. Is that a factor or is it not? Well, in a sense it is, because the average price is $1,044,000. So technically she's right. But realistically, does that mean that all homes you're looking at are about $1 million? No, it does not. Because an average is not a median, and those are the two key words you need to use. Because, of course, for every $20 million, $10 million, $5 million home that's sold, suddenly the average, whoosh, through the roof, doesn't mean there's not a whole pile of so-called affordable homes available for $500,000, $600,000, $800,000. The median house value is what you're wanting to look at. So depending on whether you use the word median or average depends on whether your claim is true or not. So factually, she's correct, although the Herald concluded it was slightly misleading, which basically, if you think about it, sums up politics, isn't
it? Where does the mean come into it?
They didn't go down that. That's part two in the series.
Tricky words blew my mind when I discovered that there's three different kinds of averages.
Exactly, and that was one of my many failings at school, along with maths and science, words like that, that I still sit here and go, what the hell does all that mean?
Mean? What does it mean? Was that a deliberate pun? Probably not. But I can never remember. Which one is the one with the frequent price? And then, it's very confusing. Let's look ahead instead of looking back to the debate tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night on TVNZ1, of course, the first leaders' debate. There's been much build-up and much talk about it, of course. Jacinda Ardern and Bill English face-to-face, head-to-head for the first time, an hour of live television. In front of a television, in front of an audience as well, there'll be a frisson in the air. There is no doubt. Interestingly, also taking into the debate tomorrow night will be the poll. This debate, by the way, will be simulcast on News Talk ZB, 7 o'clock, and on TVNZ1, of course, but there will be a poll. And what will be fascinating to see in the poll is how National are tracking, whether they have got trouble, whether the Labour juggernaut has eaten into their support, the Greens, whether they're back above 5%. The numbers I'm hearing, not from this particular poll, I know nothing of the poll for tomorrow night, but the numbers I'm hearing from other pollsters, is they sit below 5 still. And so that's the very, very realistic prospect that they will not be back in Parliament. And the Matera Ture thing has sunk them. There's a couple of weeks to go. The other number I'll be looking for very closely is Gareth Morgan's number. Under the TVNZ1 rules, if top the Opportunities Party, this is not for the main leaders' debate tomorrow night, this is for the multi-party debate, which is the following Friday, in other words, this Friday week. Gareth Morgan will be there if he gets two polls. The first one is tomorrow, the second one is next Thursday. If he gets two polls of 3%, he's currently on a bit over 2. And my understanding of the rules is that if he tracks at 2.5, they'll round it to 3. So he's close. He's there or thereabouts. So I would imagine, and I'm sure he'll tell me if he makes it and I'm wrong, but I would imagine he would be desperate to be there because he needs all the oxygen he can possibly get. Because
you want him there, though, don't you?
I do want him there. I want him there not because we want to make exceptions for him, because otherwise you open yourself up to every nutty party in the world. But if he can get 3%, I'd like to see him there based on the fact that the more voices, the better. And here's your contrast. From the 3 years ago in the multi-party leaders debate, it was an hour and a half of 8 leaders, and you try and conduct that cluster and have some fun. And so 8... And it looks like now it's going to be down to 4. As we sit, we're going to have ACT. Dunn's gone. Going to have the Greens. Going to have the Maori Party. We might have top. And who else we got? So what's happened to the small parties in this country? New Zealand First. New Zealand First. No, we're not going to have Mana because Mana's not in Parliament. You've got to be in Parliament or you've got to get 3%.
Could you not just sneak Gareth in as your plus one? Are you excited about tomorrow night? What are you going to wear? Have you figured that out?
Well, funnily enough, and here's a little scoop you'll only hear on News Talk ZB. What I was going to wear...
It's been vetoed by Kate, hasn't it?
Didn't fit.
Ah.
But tight. Little bit tight. And I said to the dresser at TVNZ...
Well, hang on. So were you going to wear the same thing that you wore last election? Is that what's going on there?
No.
Right.
Fresh threads.
Right, Katie, get my election suit out.
Fresh threads, and I put them on. And I said, what size are these, Clifton? I said to the dresser at TVNZ, and he goes, they're your usual size. Mr. Hosking. And he said he didn't say that, of course.
But you're not the usual size. Is that what's happening?
I tried to put the pants on. I said, these aren't the usual size. These are Jack Tame's pants. And he goes, no, they're not, honestly. I said, are you trying to recycle Jack Tame's pants onto me? And he goes, no. So anyways, there's somebody magically working away with a needle and a thread as we speak.
So have you had a word to the director to only shoot you from sideways on?
waist up.
Yeah.
Waist up on an angle, right shoulder forward.
Maybe a few just sort of below the knee.
My best side. So anyway, as I sit here now, those pants are somewhere, and I have no idea why. I have no pants for the debate tomorrow night. I could be a tie and no pants. Now, that really would be a talking point, wouldn't it? That'd give the Yanksters something to talk about, wouldn't it?
Now, on further inquiry into this situation off air, the Hosk insisted that he has not put on weight. He has just changed shape. But this is also the guy who claims to be 5'10", which is obviously, to anybody who's met him in real life, is untrue, unless he hasn't changed his height. He's just changed his shape in a way that makes him less tall. I think we're dealing with a lot of alternative facts here, so I'm going to bring that to a close. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. Let's wrap it up again for you tomorrow. I'll see you then, whatever size or shape you are. I hope you're box shape, that's easier to wrap.